Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So I've got another round this episode of just random thoughts, ideas, and musings, as always related to the world of work and inspiring workplaces. So here's my first random thought. The Science of People's Human Behavior Research Lab, there's a mouthful, analyzed hundreds of hours of TED Talks to understand what made the difference between the most and least popular talks. So if you're doing business presentations, you know, think about this stuff. They found the first 7 seconds mattered more than the entire rest of the talk, that more popular speakers used more hand gestures, 465 gestures per 8-minute talk versus 272 gestures in the less popular talks, and the more popular talks, the speakers used more smiling and vocal variety, which increased the intelligence and credibility ratings of those speakers. Now, a very simple thought exercise question to help you look at your business. Just ask yourself this question every now and then. If our customers ran our business, what's the first thing they'd change? Bill Gates would take an annual think week sabbatical, a think week every year to do nothing but catch up on reading and thinking. So what are you doing to plan for your thinking? Hey, get creative to help your messages stand out from the herd to be heard. The way this company did, a GM plant in Lordstown, Ohio, staged a game show where workers had to determine which employee models were wearing their safety equipment properly in compliance with the new safety regulations. While we talked about think weeks, how about power hours? Set aside a power hour once a day if you want to be more productive, where you take no incoming calls, book no appointments, and don't check emails or text. Research shows that if you want to reduce the natural tendency for people to offer resistance to your brilliant ideas, it helps to preface your ideas with a phrase such as, you know, I could be wrong here, or maybe I'm off base with this idea, but here's a thought. Any of those kind of qualifying preface statements helps people be more open to your ideas. Demonstrating that you're open to the possibility of being wrong helps them to be more open to the possibility that you may be right. And now my fun at work tip. A company in the U.S. has a humorous wall of shame to help them laugh at their collective failures and flops. The wall reminds everyone to keep taking risks and to celebrate when smart failures happen. Sentiro, a Swedish software company specializing in transportation and logistics, prides itself on its nurturing culture. They've created an informal club where employees gather in humorous meetings to talk openly about mistakes they've made at work and what they've learned from those mistakes. The club has influenced their entire culture, encouraging everyone to be more open, honest, supportive, and trusting when it comes to sharing their flops and failures. And the quote of the week, we recently lost the great Yogi Berra, so have to do a Yogi Berra quote that's appropriate since we lost him. It ain't over till it's over. And sadly, it's over for Yogi. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing this podcast, we're into October here. October is, did you know this, Workplace Politics Awareness Month, Right Brainers Rule Month, Positive Attitude Month, Sarcastic Awareness Month, and Caffeine Addiction Recovery Month. So head over to the old website, www.humoratwork.com, and find the list of all the wacky theme days and holidays you could celebrate in your office. Like October 14th, Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. 16th is Boss's Day. 17th, Wear Something Gaudy Day. 26th is Howl at the Moonlight. October 31st, in addition to Halloween Day, it's Knock Knock Joke Day. So cruise over to the website, and as always, remember to keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.